Hello and welcome to your audio access of the Virginia Repertory Theater's presentation of West Side Story. The show will be running at the Virginia Repertory November Theater from July 12th through August 5th, with audio descriptive performances on July 14th and July 26th. We'll begin with the mission of the theater. In the front page of the playbill, it reads, Virginia Repertory Theater creates in Central Virginia professional productions of the great comedies, dramas, and musicals, past, present, and future. We seek to be a regional theater of national standing. We embrace the art form in its entirety, presenting plays of all genres and national origins, serving an audience of all ages and backgrounds. In keeping with the legacies of Barksdale and Theater 4, the hallmark of our nonprofit company is community engagement. To that end, we seek national caliber excellence in the arts, education, children's health, and community leadership. Moving to the second page of the playbill, we have listings for artistic director and managing director. Nathaniel Shaw, the artistic director of November Theater. Nathaniel completed his first season at Virginia Rep with direction of the critically acclaimed world premiere of David Robbins' The End of War and the summer blockbuster In the Heights. On Broadway, Nathaniel served as an associate choreographer for the Tony Award-winning musical Once. Off-Broadway, he served 6 seasons as artistic director of the Active Theater. Performing credits include many iconic roles, including Curly in Oklahoma, Zach in A Chorus Line, the MC in Cabaret, Pale in Burn This, Riff in West Side Story, and many others. In addition to his work in theater, Nathaniel danced for 3 years with the world-renowned Paul Taylor Dance Company. Now for your managing director, Phil Whiteway. Phil is a key leader in Virginia's art management community. Along with Bruce Miller, he co-founded the Theater 4 in 1975 as Virginia's first professional theater for young audiences. In 2001, he also assumed the role of managing director of Barksdale Theater. In 2012, he led the efforts to merge both companies to form Virginia Repertory Theater, one of the largest performing arts organizations in Central Virginia. Under Phil's leadership, these nonprofit companies have received the Outstanding Service Award from the Central Richmond Association and Dominion Shining Star Award. And on the page across from our artistic and managing directors, we have a Did You Know Facts page about the Virginia Repertory Theater. Virginia Repertory Theater is the regional professional theater in Richmond with a budget of over $5 million, 4 distinct venues, an educational touring arm, and an annual audience of over 530,000 people. Virginia Rep is one of the largest nonprofit performing arts organizations in Central Virginia. Here are 10 things you may not know about Virginia Rep. We employ over 42 full-time staff members and contract over 250 theater artists. We have paid seasonal and summer internship programs attracting young people from all over the country. 2. Our economic impact in Virginia is $12,707,670, as calculated by the Arts and Economic Prosperity 5 calculator. 3. We stage over 435 performances annually in 4 unique venues. The November Theater Downtown, Theater Gym co-produced with Cadence Theater Company, Children's Theater at Willow Lawn, and Hanover Tavern. 4. We provide 10% of our available tickets free of charge through local partnerships and our Community Tickets Grant Program and special discounts for active military. You can visit virginiarep.org to apply online. 5. We participate in formal university partnerships with UVA and the VCU Drama Departments. 6. We use theater to address some of our community's most pressing issues, such as child sexual abuse, bullying, obesity, and the 30 million word gap, through our community health and wellness programs. 7. We offer free accessibility programs for people with autism, blindness, or hearing challenges. 8. Our touring arm brings live theater into schools across Virginia and surrounding states, with assembly-style educational plays reaching over 400,000 students. 9. We offer spring break and summer camps, for all ages and a pre-professional training for teens in partnership with Cadence Theater. And 10, we have produced 31 world premieres in our 64-year history and continue to renew our commitment to the new work development. And on the next page, we have a very important dedication. This is for Neil November. With profound affection and respect, we dedicate the 65th anniversary production of West Side Story to the memory of Neil November. More than once during the last 6.5 decades, Neil and his wife, Sarah Bell, provided the leadership and financial support that made it possible for this nonprofit company to survive the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. 10 years ago, Neil and Sarah Bell were the first to receive Virginia Rep's Founders Award, acknowledging contributions equal to those of the founders of our theater. 8 years ago, they provided the legacy gift that made it possible to restore our historic facade, after which our theater was named in their honor. We will never forget Neil's determination and guidance, his commitment to service above self, the wide open heart he hid behind his curmudgeon-like mask, and his steadfast friendship. He is well remembered and greatly missed. West Side Story is based on a conception of Jerome Robbins. The book West Side Story was written by author Laurent. Music is done by Leonard Bernstein, and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. The entire original production directed and choreographed by Jerome Robbins. West Side Story was originally produced on Broadway by Robert E. Griffith and Harold S. Prince by arrangement with Roger L. Stevens. For this production of West Side Story, scenic design was done by Scott Bradley, costume design done by Sarah Grady, lighting design by B.J. Wilkinson, sound design by Derek Dumay, stage management by Jocelyn A. Thompson, associate direction by Wes Seals, and music direction by Anthony Smith. The original choreography produced for this production comes from Matthew Colvillon of New York City. Direction by Nathaniel Shaw. We'll move now to the company bios, beginning with Brittany Santos playing Maria, the lead. Brittany is thrilled to revisit West Side Story, having previously played Maria at Arizona Broadway Theater and Cortland Repertory Theater. Other credits include Showboat, Magnolia, Fiddler on the Roof playing Huddle, A Chorus Line playing Diana and Judy, and the 25th annual Spelling Bee playing Olive. Brittany recently performed at New York City Center as part of Victoria Clark's Front and Center series. She holds a Bachelor of Music in Musical Theater from Rider University and a Master of Music Ed from Westminster Choir College. Next, we have Justin Luciano playing Tony. Justin is so excited to be making his Virginia Repertory debut in West Side Story. Recent credits include Quasimodo in The Hunchback of Notre Dame at Riverside Center, Drew in The Rock of Ages at the Eagle Center, and Luke in The Lightning Thief at TheaterWorks USA. He is a graduate of Marymount Manhattan College and a proud member of AEA. Next is Maria Christina Sly playing Anita. Maria is honored to be making her Virginia Rep debut, as is she proud to be a Virginian. She received her Bachelor of Arts in Musical Theater from James Madison University. National tours include The Bodyguard Musical, Ghost the Musical, and Elf the Musical. Regional credits include Jesus Christ Superstar, playing The Mooney, The Bodyguard Musical at Paper Mill Playhouse, Dorcas at Enigman Theater, Rosalia and Maria Understudy in West Side Story at Enigman Theater, Carla in the Heights at Hangar Theater, Rumpelteazer in Cats at Cortland Repertory Theater, and Ariel in The Little Mermaid at Riverside Dinner Theater. Next, we have Eddie Maldonado playing Bernardo. Off-Broadway credits include originating roles in Illa, a hip-hop musical, and Hashtag Love Story. International credits include Simba for Disney Cruise Line, Richie Valens in the 2015 U.S. anniversary tour of Buddy, The Buddy Holly Show, and Prather Entertainment's tour of Legally Blonde, the musical. Special appearances include Bernardo in West Side Story in concert with the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra starring Matt Doyle and Gabriel McClinton, and an opener for Jordan Sparks at the Super Bowl pre-show with Broadway's Cristina Albado. Maldonado has also worked on local and national commercials, films, and on Netflix's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Next is Corey Mosello playing Riff. Virginia Repertory debut. Previous credits include the first national tour of We Will Rock You. Regional credits include A Bronx Tale at Paper Mill Playhouse, Evita at NSMT, Chicago at Riverside Theater, and Saturday Night Fever at Merry-Go-Round, Gateway, and Augenkilt Playhouse. He is a Bachelor of Fine Arts from the Boston Conservatory. Next, we have Caroline Atayek as the Rosalia and Maria understudy. Caroline is a native of Greensboro, North Carolina, currently pursuing her Bachelor of Fine Arts in Music Theater at Elon University. Proud graduate of the University of North Carolina School of the Arts High School Drama Program. Favorite credits include West Side Story as Maria and Carousel at Dream Louise. At The Prizery, Tarzan as Leopard / Dance Captain, and at Manhattan Concert Productions, and American Idiot, Cats, Hello Dolly, and Parade at Elon. Next we have Andrew C. Boothby playing Lieutenant Schrank. Andrew has worked as a Richmond actor since 1991 and has waited all those years to be part of the classic again. Previous Virginia Rep shows include The End of War, 1776, Brighton Beach Memoirs, Gypsy, South Pacific, and Tartuffe. Other shows include Mr. Marmalade, RTCC Award nominee for Best Actor in a Play, Firehouse Theater Project, Caroline or Change at Virginia Rep Cadence Theater, Arcadia at Richmond Shakespeare Theater, and The Normal Heart at Richmond Triangle Players. He has also appeared in the feature films The Contender, Guarding Tess, and Hannibal, and on TV series like Homicide, Life on the Street, and John Adams. Next, we have Cassie Briggs playing Graciela and the Anita understudy. Cassie is ecstatic to be back at Virginia Repertory to share this powerful story. Virginia Rep credits include A Christmas Story and Mary Poppins. Other credits include Oklahoma with the Gulf Coast Symphony, Beauty and the Beast, Newsies, The Hunchback of Notre Dame at Alluvian Stage Company, Peter Pan Showboat with Prather Entertainment Group, Spamalot, West Side Story with Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, Legally Blonde and Mame with Virginia Musical Theater. Next, we have Faith Candino playing Francisca and Pauline. Faith is a native of Lawrenceville, Georgia. She has been trained in classical ballet since the age of 5, among other forms of dance. After graduating high school, Faith moved to Richmond in 2016 to join the Richmond Ballet Trainee Program, where she has performed in company productions such as Kingdom of the Shades from La Bayadere and The Nutcracker, as well as annual school productions. Faith is honored and ecstatic to be portraying the role of Francisca in her new production with the Virginia Repertory. Next, we have Michael Carrier playing Indio and Chino understudy. Michael is very excited to make his debut at Virginia Repertory Theater. He graduated from Northwestern State University in L.A. with concentrations in musical theater and dance and is now based out of New York City. His regional credits include Texas, the outdoor musical drama, Apollo Duro Canyon State Park Amphitheater, West Side Story, a chorus line with Cortland Repertory Theater, Guys and Dolls, Grease, Tommy, and the Newsies with Maine State Music Theater. Next, we have Giovanni da Silva playing Pepe in the Bernardo understudy. Giovanni is thrilled to be making his Virginia Repertory Theater debut. Recent graduate of Syracuse University BFA Musical Theater. Recent credits include French European tour of Bernstein's Candide, principal dancer at New York City Opera, Gremio in Kiss Me Kate with the Virginia Musical Theater, and Paul in a chorus line with Cortland Repertory. Next up, he will be joining the national tour of a chorus line as they embark on their international leg to Tokyo, Japan. Next, we have Emily Dandridge playing Velma. Emily is thrilled to be back on the Virginia Repertory stage and to be sharing the stage with her husband. A local performer and choreography, Dandridge was most recently seen in the ensemble of Mary Poppins here at Virginia Rep. Some of her favorite roles include Lola in Damn Yankees, Judy Haynes in White Christmas, Peggy Sawyer in 42nd Street, White Rabbit in Alice, a new musical, Lady of the Lake in Spamalot, and Amy in Company. She has been RTCC nominated for Best Choreography twice for her work on Carrie and Toxic Avenger with Fifth Wall Theater. Since 2011, Dandridge has been a teaching artist with Richmond Ballet's educational outreach program, Minds in Motion. Next, we have Paul Dandridge playing A-Rab. Paul began dancing through Minds in Motion, the outreach program of Richmond Ballet, as a recipient of the Jack Kent Cook Scholarship. Paul graduated from Indiana University with a Bachelor in Science in Ballet Performance. He returned to Richmond Ballet as an apprentice in the professional company and is currently a teaching artist with Minds in Motion. Recently, Paul has crossed into the musical theater realm and laments not joining sooner, but is thrilled to feel at home. He's most recently performed as Nellius in Mary Poppins at the Virginia Repertory, and also played as Sir Galahad in Spamalot and Paul in Company. Next, we have Savannah George playing Teresita. Savannah is a Virginia native raised in Gloucester. She began dancing at age 9 at a local dance studio, and since then she has attended several different prestigious dance programs all over the country. At age 16, she joined the Richmond Ballet's trainee program and after 2 years joined their professional company for the 2017/18 season. She has decided to join the Latin Ballet for their 2018/2019 season. Savannah first made her musical theater debut on the Virginia Rep stage in the Heights in 2017 and is excited to be back for West Side Story. Next, we have James Grice playing Chino. James is thrilled to be returning to his hometown to make his Virginia Rep debut in West Side Story. After graduating from the University of Richmond, James has been performing at the Sea as a principal vocalist for Norwegian Cruise Lines. Favorite credits include Eddie Ryan in Funny Girl, Barone in Love's Labor's Lost, and DJ Joey DeLuca in NCL's Band on the Run. Next, we have Carly Natania Grossman at playing Anybody's. Carly is so excited to be making her Virginia Repertory Theater debut. Carly is currently attending the University of Arizona to earn a BFA in musical theater. Regional theater credits include Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, Teenager, and Ensemble in Memphis, featured dancer and mistress understudy in Evita at Phoenix Theater, Eponine in Les Miserables, Serena in Legally Blonde, and Toodles/Jane/Wendy understudy in Peter Pan at Arizona Broadway Theater. Her most recent credit is Gladys in The Pajama Game at Arizona Repertory Theater. Next, we have Greg Lloyd playing Officer Krupke and Fight Director. Greg is professor of acting and stage combat at Christopher Newport University. A certified teacher of stage combat with the Society of American Fight Directors, he holds black belts in Hapkido and Tang Soo-Do. Recent acting credits include Spamalot, Red, The Foreigner, Romeo and Juliet, Anything Goes, Comic Potential, A Late Night Music, and a direction credits include Carmen, Spamalot, Of Mice and Men, Actus Fidei, Romeo and Juliet, Our Country's Good, I Hate Hamlet, and Macbeth. He has directed Noises Off, Once Upon a Mattress, I Hate Hamlet, and When You Coming Back, Red Rider. Next, we have Kara Menendez playing Consuela. Kara is thrilled to be making her Virginia Repertory Theater debut in West Side Story. Originally from New Jersey, she received a majority of her dance training from the New Jersey Dance Theater Ensemble. In 2017, Kara achieved her BFA degree in dance from Marymount Manhattan College. She has been recognized by the state of New Jersey and awarded the Governor's Award for Artistic Excellence and Leadership in Dance. Off-Broadway credits include Women on Fire, Stories from the Front Lines. Next, we have Deontay Michael playing Bolo. Deontay began his studies at the Richmond City Dance Theater. He immediately joined the School of Richmond Ballet, and as a teenager, he attended the prestigious Virginia School of the Arts. Upon graduating, he attended the University of North Carolina School of the Arts and Virginia Commonwealth University. He's performed with the Richmond Ballet, Joffrey Ballet in New York and Chicago, Latin Ballet of Virginia, Nomad Contemporary Ballet in New York City, and Missouri Ballet Theater. He was featured as a dancer in ABC's holiday movie A Christmas Kiss, performed with Disney Cruise Line, and just performed in the off-Broadway production of Andrew Lippa's The Wild Party. After being part of Beauty and the Beast and In the Heights, Deontay is thrilled to be back with Virginia Rep in West Side Story. Next, we have J.O. Millman playing Doc. Previous appearances with Virginia Repertory Theater include God of Carnage, RTCC Award for Best Ensemble, and Good People for Cadence co-production. Other recent appearances include Caesar in Henley Street Theater's Julius Caesar, King Lear and Much Ado About Nothing at Quill Theater, Christmas on the Rocks with Richmond Triangle Players, Death of a Salesman at Firehouse Theater, and Two Gentlemen of Verona with Richmond Shakespeare Festival. J.O. received a BFA in theater from the University of Florida and a recipient of the Kennedy Center's National Acting Award. Next, we have Matthew Boyd Moore playing Baby John. Matthew is excited to join Virginia Rep for the first time this summer. Originally from Austin, Texas, he studied and recently graduated from Elon University with a BFA in music theater. Regional theater credits include Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat as Benjamin, Annie and Rutabaga Express, at Flat Rock Playhouse and Into the Woods playing Jack with Summerstock, Austin. Other theater credits include The Drowsy Chaperone playing Manchair, Hello Dolly, Parade, Oklahoma, and The Servant of Two Masters at Elon University. Next, we have Logan Mortier playing Diesel and Riff understudy. Logan is stoked to be making his Virginia Rep debut. Most recently, he was seen in Westchester Broadway's Chorus Line as Bobby. Cortland Repertory credits include La Cage aux Folies, Footloose, West Side Story, and A Chorus Line. Other notable credits include Legally Blonde, Ragtime, and Cabaret. He graduated from Florida State University, where he received his Bachelor of Music in Musical Theater. Next, we have Anthony Oates playing Snowboy. Anthony is thrilled to return to the Virginia Rep stage after his debut as a Munchkin in The Wizard of Oz over a decade ago. A Richmond native, Anthony began dancing at age 8 and is currently entering his second season as a company dancer with the Richmond Ballet. During his time with the company, Anthony has originated roles in contemporary ballet by Ma Kong and Katarzyna Skarpatowska, performed at the Joyce Theater in New York, and most recently the 2018 Ballet West National Choreographic Festival in Salt Lake City. Offstage, Anthony attends Savannah College of Art and Design. Next is Grant Paler playing Big Deal and Action understudy. Grant Paler grew up performing in the Richmond area and is thrilled to be making his Virginia Rep debut in West Side Story. Having just completed his BFA in musical theater from Elon University, he has spent the past 4 years training and performing in places like New York, Indiana, Tennessee, Ghana, and Israel. Recent credits include American Idiot, Next to Normal, Cats, Hello Dolly at Elon, La Cage aux Folies, Footloose at Cortland Repertory Theater, and Mamma Mia at the Kavanoki Theater, and Summers at Dollywood and the Holiday World. And finally, we have Eddie Webster playing Glad Hand. Eddie is excited to be back at the November Theater after being part of the Revolution as Pennsylvania Delegate James Wilson in Virginia Rep 1776, RTCC nominee for Best Musical. Recently, Eddie appeared in Stars of David with JFT and as James in Corpus Christi. Favorite Richmond credits include Kurt's Dad and Principal Gowan in Heather's The Musical, Firehouse Theater and Theater Lab RTCC nominee for Best Ensemble, The Padre in Man of La Mancha at Dogwood Dell, Leo Frank in Parade, and Starveling in A Midsummer Night's Dream at Quill Theater. And additionally, we have Matthew Covillon, choreographer. The choreography credits include Opera de Land de la Chen and Gypsy at the Stad Theater in Klagenfurt, Austria, and A Chorus Line, La Cage aux Folies, and Life Could Be a Dream at Cortland Repertory Theater. He's also worked as associate choreographer to Broadway director and choreographer Bayork Lee on productions of A Chorus Line, with Hollywood Bowl, Tokyo, Austria, U.S. National Tour, Showstoppers in Wynn Las Vegas, and one singular sensation, the Public Theater, as well as numerous other shows. As a performer, Colvillon has toured both nationally and internationally with West Side Story, with Sadler's Wells, London and European Tour, and A Chorus Line in the U.S. National Tour and Tokyo. And we'll wrap up here from the last few pages with our band members and other production staff. The band playing Reed 1 will be John Wynn and Susan Davis. Playing Reed 2 will be Emery Freeman and Rick Reiger. Playing Reed 3, Emily Avissian and Jonathan Gibson. Trumpet 1 is played by Hamed Barbaji and Stephen Cunningham. Trumpet 2 is played by Brandon Hess. Trombone played by Chris Leach and Alice Theophanos. Violin played by Kristen Presley. Synthesizer played by Ben Miller and Carson Eubank. Bass played by Derek Englert and Andrew Ballard. Percussion from Kevin Estes, Justin Alexander, and Justin McConkie. Drums from Scott Clark and Jim Bano. For this production, the assistant stage management came from Luke Robinson, Lydia Crush, and Adeline Farmer. Assistant lighting design from Amy Ariel. Makeup design from Mia Wynn. Fight choreography from Greg Lloyd and Nathaniel Shaw. Weapons master, Lydia Crush. Wardrobe supervisor, Amber Davis. Wardrobe crew, Casey Glasinski and Alia Radabaugh. And costumers, Ivy Austin, Liz Hopper, Jeanne Nugent, Peyton Slaughter, and Leslie Wynn. The deck crew, Alexander Dotson. Fly crew, Jason Winbarger. Spot operator, Dylan Lack, Sophia Malin, and Maria Stepol. Light board operator, Matthew Baines. Sound mixer, Derek Dumay. Photography, Jason Collins and Aaron Sutton. And videography by Matt Paulson. The musical numbers are in this order. For Act 1, we have the prologue, which is done by the orchestra. Following that is the Jet Song, done by Riff and the Jets. The third song, Something Coming, from Tony. The fourth song, The Dance at the Gym, which is done by the orchestra. The fifth song, Maria, which is sung by Tony. The sixth song, America, sung by Anita Rosalia Shark Girls. Next is the song Cool, sung by Riff and Jets. Eight is One Hand, One Heart, sung by Tony and Maria. Nine is Tonight, sung by Anita, Tony, Maria, Riff, Bernardo, Jets, and Sharks. And the last song of the act is The Rumble, done by the orchestra. There's a 15-minute intermission between acts. And in Act Two, the first song is I Feel Pretty by Maria, Consuela, Rosalia, Francisca, Teresita. The second song is Somewhere by Tony and Maria. The third song, G, Officer Krupke, sung by the Jets. The second to last song, A Boy Like That, / I Have a Love, sung by Anita and Maria. And the finale, sung by Maria and Tony. This concludes your audio access to the November Theater at Virginia Repertory's West Side Story performance. These performances will be going from July 12th to August 5th, with audio descriptive performances on July 14th and July 26th. We hope you enjoy the show and this playbill.